Greetings, fellow Jedis. So ideas of how to help our bodies, our vessels, our wellness through times of extreme stress. Because as we know, stress is the precursor to the inflammations in the body, to the exacerbation of any of our vulnerabilities we might have constitutionally always dealt with. But when we have such a barrage of intensity happening right now, I've really noticed how most people just feel they're at their max. And we're only, you know, maybe near the first month of this new administration and their tactics of chaos and intensity and the unknown. And of course, you know, pretty reminiscent of a history that we're all too aware of. So if you are feeling the stress is really exacerbated, you know, again, it's going to be the basics of balancing when you unplug from social media or however you get your information to, I would offer whatever can be right-brained or meditative, quiet. I know for myself, I always hike and spend as much time as possible in nature and with the trees and my dogs, and I do not bring my phone with me. And I've just found it invaluable that there are days where I am just not, you know, on Facebook or plugging into those websites and trying to also balance who are in my community, the ones that can inspire me through this and the ones that are so amped up themselves, I actually kind of get into a hypervigilance being around them. So this is all that wood element. So again, jaw tension, headaches, migraines, visual changing, dizziness, vertigo. It's really important to be hydrating. Water, clean, fresh water is one of the best things we can be doing when everything is so fiery. Also, eating really well, folks. This is, oh my gosh, we've got to nourish ourselves when we are running energy on so many different levels. And I would offer there's days when we can all feel great because we have unplugged, but when the masses, right, the collective around us is just in stress mode, we're affected by that. That's part of the Tao, right? We are part of this whole symbiotic fusion of living on this planet. And I would also offer, if you're kicking into triggers, old PTSD, it has got to be the self-care of maybe you're not needing to know everything and having to engage on the front lines. I think it's important that if we feel the vulnerable around us are in trouble, you know, maybe we go work at a soup kitchen. Maybe we go volunteer at a library, help kids learn how to read. I mean, there's many different ways that we can be supporting what we wish to bring in the world without, not all of us basically are meant to be the fighters on the front lines. But I'm just wanting to share, you know, this insight that it is so important to learn how to nourish. And again, that's kind of what my workshops are about. But if anybody has any questions, I'm happy to share any information. I find essential oils are invaluable because they work with our limbic system, which is that fight or flight, and that's pretty much what the shock and awe is trying to, you know, activate within us. Because then for many, we just kind of get put into this normalization of all of this intensity, and then nothing is done or nothing is spoken up for. So just my insights, you know, we're all Jedis now, and part of that is sometimes we just have to sit with a tree and listen to the birds and hug your neighbor. So be gentle and be sure to replenish. Be sure to find your tools to reach out as to how you can nourish yourself on kind of what's looking like a pretty intense couple of years ahead of us. All right, take care.